Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 13th. $3.5 million in federal and provincial government funding is coming to Grey Bruce for high-speed internet service. That's expected to bring fast, reliable high-speed internet to 2,570 families, farms, and businesses in the region in partnership with Southwest Integrated Fiber Technology, better known as SWIFT. Bruce Gray Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers made the announcement Friday in Sauble Beach.
It's a great ongoing initiative and a priority for our government to continue to ensure every rural community is connected by 2025. So I'm really excited to be part of that and seeing this ongoing investment.
A release from Byers' office explains in Bruce County, $770,000 will bring internet access to nearly 1,500 families, farms, and businesses in the communities of Sauble Beach and Sauble Beach North. In Gray County, access will be made available to more than 1,070 different customers. In Holstein, Varney, Orchardville, Maple Lane, Yeovil, Dromore, Tartan, Thistle, and Bogner, Byers' office says both governments combined to invest more than $2.7 million in those projects. Saugeen Shores Committee of the Whole approved design and finance plans for the construction of the Lamont Sports Parks Phase 2 in Port Elgin. The committee has approved two ball diamonds, one hardball and one softball, two washroom units, an accessible playground, park signage and infrastructure, as well as associated costs such as site prep and servicing. The town projects the total construction cost will be $4.2 million. $1.7 million of that is funded through community donations. Funding is also coming from the Kraft Heinz Project Play and a town legacy reserve, which was created by council to pay for the Lamont Sports Park and a new pool. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says because that plan is working, the town can build these facilities without raising property taxes. Federal Liberal Minister of International Trade Mary Ng has apologized after being found twice in violation of Canada's Conflict of Interest Act. The Federal Ethics Commissioner says Ng contravened the Conflict of Interest Act by participating in the process that led to the awarding of two government contracts to a media company owned by a friend of hers in 2019 and April 2020.
I am taking full responsibility for my actions. I should have recused myself, and I'm sincerely sorry for not having done so. What I want Canadians to know is that this will not happen again.
Meanwhile, the commissioner says there is simply no excuse for contracting with a friend's company. This includes the need to quickly obtain media training services to help Minister Ng respond to the COVID-19 pandemic in April of 2020. U.S. researchers have announced a major breakthrough in their quest to harness the power of fusion. Scientists in California successfully produced a nuclear fusion reaction, resulting in a net energy gain for the first time instead of just breaking even. It's being called a milestone for the future of clean energy. There are hopes fusion will one day produce limitless carbon-free energy by combining atoms instead of splitting them, with no radioactive waste. Northern Bruce Peninsula is looking for input on its 2022 parking report before making any changes to the program. During a meeting yesterday, council agreed to put the report on Let's Talk NBP, a municipal engagement website, for 30 days for residents to comment on. Mayor Milt McKeever.
We can see what the public has to say, and of course, council will go from there and to see what happens.
The report brought to council outlines the current systems for parking in Tobermory on Big Tub Road, The Gap, Grant Watson Drive, Dunks Bay, Little Cove, Dyers Bay, and other roads. Meaford Council is approving a motion for decision to bring forward a 2023 budget, which includes a 2.5% employee cost of living wage increase. During a council meeting yesterday, Councillor Steve Bartley brought forward the motion for decision. It will waive the cost of living adjustment policy, which includes an annual 1% increase for staff, in favor of a 2.5% increase.
This 2.5 is a starting point. We can go up, we can go down in the budget process, but to come out with a 1%, we're falling behind the eight ball right off the bat compared to the other municipalities that we compare to.
Clerk and Director of Community Services Matt Smith says the recommendation only waives the 1% increase for the 2023 budget. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 3 points to 20,023. The Dow Jones is up 103 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.81 U.S. cents, up 47 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $75.31, up $2.14 a barrel. In sports, in World Cup semifinals, Argentina beat Croatia 3-0 to advance to the finals Sunday. Argentina will play either France or Morocco. In the NHL, 12 games tonight, including the Anaheim Ducks at Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Sudbury Wolves visit the Barrie Colts. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack are at London to meet the Knights. In the NBA, 5 games tonight, including the Sacramento Kings at Philadelphia to face the 76ers. Tomorrow, Sacramento will be in Toronto to meet the Raptors. There's also lots of Blue Water Athletics today. You can find the scores and schedule posted daily on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.